Hi there, my name's Noah Bennett, and I'm the writer of Jump Point, and I just wanted to record something to provide an update as well as a big announcement we've been sitting on for a little bit. First, I just want to say thank you to anyone that listened to Jump Point. You know, even if you tried it and you didn't like it, just the fact that you gave it a shot means something to me. And it was just such a rewarding experience making something that seemed to resonate with people and make people have these really strong emotions towards characters, like hearing, oh man, I really hated Hudson, then this happened. You know, that's really cool because it means that to some degree there was some honesty and some realness with these characters that people were able to connect to. And I think there's a lot of reasons for that. There's a lot of elements that contributed to that besides the writing. And that's part of the reason why you'll never ever hear me refer to myself as the creator of Jump Point, because I think referring to yourself as the creator of something diminishes everybody else's amazing contributions, because so much time and effort and energy went into this project, you know, from Leah, our brilliant director, to James, who is an immaculate sound designer, to all the wonderful voice actors, which if you guys are listening, I love you all so much. But the person I want to talk about today is Alex Horton from The One I Ever Had. If you didn't know, Jump Point contained an entirely original score. Alex really understood kind of what we were going for. We had a bunch of conversations over the phone and over Zoom, kind of talking about these characters and their arcs and kind of musically what should represent those feelings, and he nailed it. And so we wanted to announce that today, the Jump Point Season 1 original soundtrack has released wherever you get music, Spotify, Apple Music, whatever, and it's brilliant. Alex went back into the lab, and he was able to kind of remaster some tracks, extend some, and there's even a couple in there that weren't in the series, but we still wanted to throw in there, because it's just brilliant, brilliant stuff, and it's something that I got asked about probably more than anything when Jump Point came out. People were just like, where is that music from? I just wanted to say, if you're looking for a way to support us and support projects like this, leaving a written review is a fantastic way to do that. It helps us get noticed, you know, a little bit more, in addition to telling your friends and whatnot. But also, go stream this album. It really is brilliant. I love this music so much, and I think supporting these artists' other projects is a great way just to support this community, because the cool thing about Jump Point is it's not like we're a company or a production studio. We're a bunch of independent artists who came together to make something we care about. And so in each episode's show notes, everybody's name has a link to something, whether that's their Instagram, their website, another project of theirs. Alex's, for example, leads you to his Spotify for The One I Ever Had. And he released an album a couple months after Jump Point released. It's Y2K20. And it's brilliant. If you like the sound of the Jump Point music, I think you'll find some similarities in the sound of this album. But then you also get to hear Alex vocally, and just the way he's able to articulate just these amazing themes and concepts. You know, if you're looking for a couple tracks to listen to, The Time for Excuses is Over is a great one. Paranoia. Oh, Alexa. Alexa's a really, really good one. And I hope you enjoy listening to it. Right after this, Alex is going to give a few thoughts about what his experience with Jump Point was like, his process on making the music, and I hope you enjoy that insight. And on the other side, I'll provide a little bit of an update on what the future of Jump Point looks like.
Jump Point was a really cool project to work on. Noah had reached out to me sometime in the late summer, early fall of 2020, and asked if I would be interested. I had worked with him on some movies and a few things. We did a web series together, so I've known him for a while, and he's a really creative person, so it's always cool to be invited to help out in something creative. So I was finishing up a project of my own, Y2K20, where it was basically an album where the idea was to create a time capsule for 2020. So a lot of the sounds I was using were a lot of like 80s electro-funk sounds. So coming into Jump Point, I was already somewhat in kind of a mood of kind of retro futuristic sounds. And when Noah reached out to me about putting together the music for Jump Point, it just felt like I sent him over a couple things that I had been working on. Hey, what do you think about this? How's this vibe feel? And it was a good match. So basically how we worked there, he would send over that episode. I'd pull them up into Logic and just kind of find the cues and then just start basically like reading the script, looking through the script, kind of understanding what's going on in the scene. And then from there, just kind of reverse engineering those emotions. So if it's something where you're having some sort of anticipation or something, you can reflect that in the music. You know, you can do that with, you know, certain kind of like minor keys and with kind of repetition. One of the big things that I use a lot on this project is kind of just repetition. So you'll have like a lot of just do 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 do, and then you'll just kind of build around that. You have kind of one kind of repeating melody that everything else is built around. And with Jump Point, what was really cool is I was able to work in like a different medium where you're able to have shorter segments. And a lot of times you can say more in a short audio segment, like in a short song or short score, than you can in something very long. That was fun for me. I also really enjoyed doing a lot of the intros and outros, because those basically I would structure like songs kind of coming in, so they'd have a beat. And I was very inspired by like kind of the visual / audio aesthetic of a lot of 1980s movies. You can probably hear in there some sounds that maybe sound like a bustling New York City and, you know, in the 80s in a movie. And I wanted to really get kind of that retro vibe, but still that kind of electro retro feel that has this somewhat forward-looking optimistic viewpoint, where there might be kind of funny sounding synths, but it's still very serious. As a creative person, working on Jump Point was very rewarding, because it was one of those projects where you have something of a fixed schedule. We know we want this to be released, and then a week after that, the next episode is released, and so forth. So with that, there's a certain time crunch that I don't always usually work under. And I find that time crunches are usually really good for creativity. So instead of really just kind of overthinking, you have to go and you know that I have to get so much done. I have to get score this many parts in this episode for this week. And I have a set amount of time that I just have in life. So I was able to sit there and really just kind of push through ideas in a way that I normally don't. And it put me in a place where I was able to trust myself creatively a little bit more, and just kind of reminded me that my creative instincts are usually right. And that was very fulfilling and affirming. And it was just a fun project to work on. And I love working on creative things. And for me, the idea of being a part of something that is multi-layered, so you have the story, you have the podcast side, then you're able to create a score to it and kind of put it in a space that typically doesn't have that kind of format. And I think there's a lot of really cool things coming that can be done this way.
I I hope you enjoyed that insight from Alex, and also a fun little tidbit. In the background of all the coffee shop scenes, that's his actual pre-existing music playing. So if you want to give that a listen, look up The One I Ever Had wherever you get your music, and please stream Y2K20. So, in addition to being asked about the music, another big question I've been asked is there going to be a season 2, a sequel, anything like that? Right now, the answer is no. I don't have any plans to, but it's a wild world. You never know. I just know for me, as an artist, I have to have a reason to go back to the well other than I just want to do this again. There has to be something more to gain from it. So I think if I find that, that's certainly something I'll explore. I'll also give a shout out to the Jump Point Discord. If you didn't know, there's a whole online side to the story. In the show notes for every episode, every actor's name is listed, every crew member's name is listed, and their name is linked to other projects of theirs. You can go check them out. And then also down there, there's a link to a Discord. Now, we didn't start this Discord. This Discord was started because of the Jump Point Twitter account and the Jump Point website. And there's a lot of little hidden facets and lore and backstory to Jump Point that, you know, may have preceded or may have come after the events of the podcast. And I think they're still looking to figure out some things, especially on the website. So if you want to jump in, talk to some people about Jump Point, that's a great way to do that. There are two mods for that Discord, Sorcerer Orcerer and Nudodet. I don't know them personally, but I do have a little sleeper account in that Discord, and I do know that they have a great community and they're great people. And we may be doing a Q&A soon. I'm not sure. I'll definitely announce that. And the best way to know is by being in the Discord. And so, yeah, I just wanted to provide that update as well as announce the album. And again, just thank you for caring about this project. It really means the world. And so, until next time, I'll see you guys in the future.